WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stuck State of Mind. Feeling a little overwhelmed lately? Like there's just not enough time in the day, or maybe you're constantly saying yes when you really want to shut no. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, pulling us in 100 different directions. It can feel like a never-ending juggling act. But what if I told you there's a way to take back control? What if I said you could actually create space for the things that truly matter and find some peace amidst all the chaos? That's what we're diving into today, the art of setting boundaries and prioritizing like a boss. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a grumpy hermit who lives in a cave. It's about cultivating that inner strength, that awareness to choose what fuels you and let go of the rest. Think of it as strategically carving out space for your well-being, your physical, mental, and emotional health. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you master this art. 1. Know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, adventure, learning? Identifying your core values is like having a compass guiding your decisions. When you know what you stand for, setting boundaries becomes easier. It's like saying, this aligns with my values, so I'm all in. And that doesn't serve me or my goals, so I'm going to step back. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This one can be a real game changer. Saying no doesn't have to be rude. Think of it as redirecting your energy towards what you truly value. You can say something like, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully committed right now. Or, that sounds interesting, but it's not a priority for me at this time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. 3. Schedule your time like a boss. Seriously, treat your priorities like important appointments. Block out time in your day for things that matter, exercise, creative projects, quality time with loved ones, even just some good old-fashioned relaxation. 4. Embrace imperfection. Don't strive for perfection. You're not going to say yes to everything all the time, and that's perfectly okay. It's about finding a balance that works for you. Sometimes saying yes means saying no to other things. And remember, sometimes even saying no gracefully takes practice. 5. Reassess regularly. Life is constantly evolving, so it's important to revisit your boundaries and priorities regularly. What's working? What needs adjusting? Don't be afraid to make changes as you grow and learn. Ever feel like there's just not enough time in the day? You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things trying to please everyone and end up feeling completely drained? I remember this one time, I was working on a major project at work while also planning my best friend's birthday party. Between emails, meetings, and endless to-do lists, I felt like I was constantly running on fumes. One night, I sat down with a cup of tea and a whole lot of anxiety trying to figure out how I could possibly manage it all. That's when I realized I had to set some boundaries. I talked to my boss about adjusting my deadlines and politely declined some social invitations that weren't aligned with my priorities at the time. You know what? It felt amazing. By saying no to a few things, I was able to say yes to my own well-being and actually enjoy both projects. So, let's recap. Setting boundaries is about knowing your values, saying no gracefully, scheduling time for yourself, embracing imperfection, and reassessing regularly. Remember, you're not obligated to do everything or please everyone. It's about prioritizing what truly matters and creating space for your own well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to set today? Share it in the comments below, let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind so you never miss an episode packed with tips and insights for living a more intentional life. Until next time, keep striving for the Stoic State of Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.